Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Danielle.
Kings in the morning. Kings in the morning. Where the people come together. Practicing the cool moves and Negroes or whatever. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Pacific.
Everybody, my name is Jay King. Welcome to Kings in the Morning. With me are my co-hosts. There ain't a problem he can't fix. He can fix it in the mix. Fix in the mix.
Every breath you take is a blessing. Don't believe me? Hold your breath for a couple of minutes. All right, that's enough. All right, breathe on this Kings in the Morning for Tuesday. Got my coffee. Join me. Good morning, America.
He is taking care of business every day. Johnny Beckman, Overdrive.
Yes, Siri Bob, and a special good morning to the Postmaster General, Kim Virgil, and let's have a good show, everybody.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the J. King Network. You see what it says on the side of the building out there? We're remodeling. We're going to get it together. But have a great day, y'all. Don't go for the bullshit. Bye.
Good morning, Lamont Atwood.
What up, though? Good morning, everyone. It's about that time, y'all. Let's make it do what it do.
Brother Reverend, good morning, Barbara Coates. Brother Reverend Ali.
Don't you mute me. You know I don't believe it when you say that you can hear me. First you mute my line, then you change your mind. You better change it back or we will both be sorry. Don't you mute me, Jake. Don't you mute me, no. Don't you mute me, Jake. Don't you mute me, no.
That was good, Ali. You did a good job.
Yeah.
So, I don't want you to think. Good morning, Cal Williams. I don't want you to think that the post that I posted today was geared towards you.
Go on with that bullshit, Jay.
So
I thought of friends instantaneously.
Well, Beckman, because you're a weenie head. What happened was this: I find different posts, Fred, different things that are funny, and it said, "Do teeth matter to y'all when y'all dating?" And I thought it was funny. Good morning, Daphne. But I didn't think it was funny with you. I just thought it was funny, period. It just so happened, and you're already married. So obviously it don't have to do with you because it's talking about dating. You're married. So teeth don't matter in marriage.
Right. Well, John Beckman took it.
John Beckman,
and everybody
okay,
else.
But you also know that John Beckman suffered from CTE. So for you to think that a guy with CTE leads how people think. Good morning, Eric McAllister. E-Mac, did you put the you're going to hell on the board today? Because some people are going to hell.
What about he need to put on somebody already in hell?
Yeah,
I'm catching hell on the J. King show.
I ain't going to say no names. J. King.
I'm catching hell living here on the J. King.
I got a text message.
Doing some foul shit.
I got a text message from Mo Moon this morning at 6:53. Good morning. I had a dream. I was listening to Kings in the Morning and was put on mute. And I wrote back, Ali must have been on the board.
Yeah, I was on the board, Momo, and I was playing your hit song, Kodak Black.
Damn.
You know what, Ali? You're the first person I'm going to use this one on. You're the first person.
You're going to hell. A one-way ticket to hell.
To jail with no bail in hell.
Hell. Just hell.
Fred, yeah, but for Ali going to hell. So Fred, teeth don't matter when you marry. Just know that. You don't have to have teeth when you marry.
You're exempt when you're married.
Hey, Fred, they didn't like that one.
You make that with your wife or your teeth, Fred?
John Beckman, somebody going to pull your plug out. You know, John Beckman, I'm starting
to think
more and more.
I told you, Jay, I'm thinking of Fred all day now. But,
you talk a lot of shit, John.
Did you pull my plug out, Jay? Because I can't be heard, right?
Boy, John, just getting comfortable.
You know how you mute niggas and forget? Your dementia been kicking in the last 4 weeks.
Granny Davis, I'm very comfortable in my own skin.
Well, today is Tuesday, September 3rd. Wow, we're in September already, you guys. Good morning,
Holy
Michelle Belton. So let me tell you guys a few things. Tomorrow, I won't be here. Today, I'm leaving at 9:30. So, Ali, you got to take the board. I hope you're kind to people.
As long as folks don't talk shit, they won't get put on mute. As long as they ain't talking to each other, they won't get put on mute. It's just that simple.
Okay, but if you put people on mute, you got to put them on mute and then take them back off. You can't.
Why are you trying to instruct my mute?
There's got to be on
that. Your mute.
That's your mute. That's what you do. But when they fuck with me and talk trash one by one, you know, I can't just take them right off. And when I do, they talking more shit. So what do I do? Put them back on mute.
No, mute song. Brother, this Youssef, you going to hell because they going to hell. They ain't coming back.
Well, you know, that was a whack one right there with by the Backstreet Boys that Jay played. He didn't like it either.
You got, Dre, you better quit laughing. I'll call Crystal right now, and I got her number.
You heard her on Friday. She said she ain't don't run him. He running things. That's what she said.
That's how you know he ain't running things. Whenever a woman say no, he running things.
Oh, okay. You think he paid her to say that?
No. They say that. They say shit like this. No, he running things. Yeah, he running.
Yeah, but she didn't say it like that. Yeah, I think he gave her like $150 before he put the speaker on speaker to let him hear y'all.
Oh, man, she might have more motherfucking money than me. I don't know.
Hey, Jake, thanks for new Crystal's number. I appreciate that.
Judge Joe Mathis responds to wild rumors as he desperately tries to save his marriage. Judge Mathis blamed himself for neglecting his wife for years after she filed for divorce. The TV judge vowed to win her back. Judge Greg Mathis felt heartbroken when his wife filed for divorce after nearly 40 years of marriage. Judge Mathis admitted he was struggling with the reality of his situation when questioned about it on Friday, August 30th. "I'm not good," the longtime judge told a paparazzi at the Los Angeles International Airport. "It's the worst days of my life. I'm not holding up very well." Judge Mathis admitted he took his wife for granted for many years, noting how she was never the top priority in his life. He hoped to repair their relationship and convince her to dismiss the divorce. "We're still in the same house. We're still maintaining a friendship. And I'm trying to get my wife back. I have to show her that, though. Hopefully I can show her why we're there together. And hopefully she doesn't complete the process of divorce. But I'm changing in hope that she will." Judge Mathis boldly declared, "I'm going to get my wife back." He also denied infidelity rumors and disturbing gossip. "I just wanted to eliminate all the rumors, too. And that's something about a baby or even me molesting a child. It's none of that. I just told you what it is." Judge Mathis and his wife share 4 adult children. The family appeared together in the reality TV show Mathis Family Matters. Good morning, Larry Brooks. They trying to put babies on him and all kind of shit.
Hey, Jay, was that private concert you did? Remember that private concert you did here in Vegas? You introduced me to him.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. No, that wasn't Judge Mathis.
Yes, it was. At first you said it was Judge Joe Brown. It was Mathis.
It was him. Yeah. Let me just say this, and this is probably why I'm not married. Because if I was with a woman and then she got mad because I was successful and I was moving around handling the business, and she get to live good, and then she says she didn't want to be with me, shit, bitch, I don't want to be with you more than you don't want to be with me now. Now we're going to have a battle of who don't want to be with who the most.
What you call it, Jay? What you call it, Jay? Go ahead. Say that again.
You heard what you called it. Where we
bought it. Y'all didn't hear him. He slid that shit in. You didn't hear him, did y'all?
I heard it. We remodeling, Jay. Don't forget. We're remodeling. Good morning, Antoinette Wiley. Chrissy Graham said, "You want somebody to go to work or you want somebody to sit up underneath you? As a woman, you got to be crazy being mad at a man who works."
Yeah. It's like a damn if you do, damn if you don't. Because if he's sitting his ass
at home, I'm the wrong motherfucker. I'm the wrong one.
Let me oh, man. JK said,
"Oh, God damn."
Calm down, Jay. It's not going to happen. Calm down.
But I love woman. I mean, I think woman is a beautiful thing, but sometimes women get a little beside herself, and she starts and all that rubbernecking shit. Don't be.
Is that what you call women?
You can't. Don't rubberneck on me. Don't rubberneck and don't start talking loud on me like you can whoop me. Don't do that. You start rubbernecking and talking loud. You want me to you want me to stop talking to you? That's all you got to do. You end it.
Calm down.
You calm down, John. I'm getting a little too worked up behind it.
Yeah, you act like you got married 5 minutes ago. It's going down.
I know that's right.
That nigga got married, divorced all in 5 minutes.
Flashback to some shit.
Jeff Carlin said, Jay, my first marriage of 25 years, she was upset because I had to work so hard to keep this giant boat floating. I said to her one time, let's sell this house, and then I won't have to work so hard. She didn't want to do that. Yeah. Christy Graham said, that's right. Set them boundaries out there, coach. I got them.
You guys just have to know how to find the right way.
We have youth and young adults that want to do music, radio, and records, but there's nowhere in SAC they can afford. Can you help with providing and creating the space at the chamber? No, I don't have that kind of time, unfortunately. I'm not a youth organization. I am a chamber of commerce, and really I'm overwhelmed with helping small business with contracts and stuff like that. It's a lot of work, but that's where you guys gotta there's programs out there like Dale Roberts that get money for that kind of stuff. But you know, the community should go to them and say, hey, let us do this. Can you help us with this? Because they get dollars for that. But for youth, that's what people doing youth programs. I do hip hop after dark for young people, and maybe some of them can come intern for them on that show. But you know, and I know that you know, when you work and that's young adults, Michelle. That's young adults, 16 to 25. And go talk to Danielle Lawrence over at the Mutual Assistance Network. See what she can do. I'd have to really carve out somebody to do that. I would have to create a program. I would have to get funding for that. You should talk to Tim. You should talk to Tim. But anyway, she turned this story into a Del Paso Heights thing.
Yes, she did.
So, but I don't want people to get a bad impression about me with marriage. I just think
you already did that. You too late, Jay.
Now calm down.
You showed us. You showed us how you get out. That nigga said, "Bitch."
You so the fuck did, bitch.
I did not say it like that.
Nigga, you said that. Yes, you did. You said that shit better than Too Short, right here.
So Jay, you were just giving us a hypothetical. If you were married.
He acted like he was married. That nigga went all into the ceremony and everything came out. Bitch.
That's not true.
There's something about I don't even like you more. I'm not sure what that was.
No, I mean, because if a woman, like, if a woman, I don't want to be with you. All right, I don't want to be with you either. Now, but I don't want to be with you times 10. So now we even. So don't be calling me. Don't call me.
Wait a minute. You have to be 10 times better than a white man and then 10 times better than a husband?
Than a woman? No, I know. If you don't want me. John Beckman, do you have a husband or do you have a wife?
Well, he got both. He got Donna and Fred.
Yeah, I got I got a wife. You guys
wow,
Barnacle that.
Said his wife King. Divorced him for 5 years. She said he was mean.
Like one of these niggas.
Michelle, I'm not talking about that. That's not what this show is for. You're trying to make this show what you want to talk about. That's not what this show ain't for you. What you want to talk about. We talk about other stuff. That ain't what I do on this show. This is a silly show. If you know, then why do you keep doing it? Jeff Carlin said Jay would make a great husband. Whoever married him would just have to make room for his career and not restrain his daily movement.
I'm sorry, Jeff. What is that? What did Jeff say again? That sounded a little suspicious.
There are a lot of selfish people that get married. It doesn't make sense that you get jealous of your husband being successful. There are some people that you know, and I don't know if it's – I just think that it's the insecurity of the human being, of, you know, somebody doing something because that they wrap their lives. Like, I like a good relationship for me is somebody who's doing their thing, I'm doing my thing, we come together, we do stuff together for time. You know, we don't have to – it's not on display. It don't have to be on display. You don't have to – you just, you know, you keep your life – you keep your private life private.
Hey, Jay, did you see yourself married to Jennifer Lopez?
No.
No? Okay.
If you want to be honest with you, you're
asking too many questions, Beckman. You need to shut up and listen to the show a little bit.
Yeah, like a dumbass question,
I'm not gonna lie to you. This is just my personal thing. It don't mean it's true.
Mm-hmm.
I just think she got a musty coochie.
Mm-hmm.
It look like that.
Yes, she do. That's why she keeps going in and out of relationships, and they leaving and shit. They say, baby, why are you leaving me? I stayed with you with your musty coochie. What you going to leave me for, Jennifer?
I'm just saying she just looked like she got a musty coochie today. Bernard Middlebrook said they're never satisfied. My wife used to say you should work and not hustle. Now she says you work too much. Michelle Belton said, in a marriage, you both have to bring something to the table. That's okay. I don't know what that means. What, a beef sandwich? Yep, keep the relationship private is what Momoon said. Eric McAllister said, I filed for a divorce to save my life. My doctor told me to stay and die early or leave and live. I bounced. Suzette said she liked companionship. Good morning, Tracy Parker. Marriage is about compromise and good communication. I mean, we know that those are basic things. All that stuff sound good. I mean, those are things that sound good. But the reality is life don't sound good like that. You know, there are certain things that those are basic things that happen in any good relationship. But I'm talking about personalities and people. Jeff Carlin said, I think some people require more attention than somebody is busy generating income. You can't be tying their hands. What kind of look is that, Jay? What kind of look is what? A musty coochie? Some girls are just, I don't know. There's nothing exciting about them. There's nothing exciting about the intimacy. They kind of just lay there. Scott Sloan said, when you are young, you're building a life together. Dating later in life, you're merging life together. You have to identify that and respect boundaries later in life. And then, you know, when you get older, like I'm an old man. I'm 62 years old. If you ain't changing shit about me. I might, but you ain't. Vernicle said, if men want to know how their life would be with the woman, just spend time with their mother, with her mother. What if her mom
Jay, can I ask you a hypothetical question?
Yes, you can, Becky.
If you and Janet Marie were married and you had to do a red carpet event, would you bring her on the red carpet with you?
Yeah, Janet Marie presents very well.
Okay. Would you let her speak?
Hell no, you ain't gonna let her speak.
Daphne said, what about Halle Berry? Why can't she keep a man? I think she
got funky coochie too. She got the same look Jennifer Lopez got, Jay, that you were just explaining. And the look looks like I had 8 men in 5 years.
Exactly. Daniel Tono says, oh, no, me and my mom, we nowhere in life, so that won't work. So, you know, yeah, that doesn't always work.
The moms be changing on you anyway. They full of shit.
So today is Tuesday, September 3rd, 2024. The daily word is joy. J-O-Y. I'm going to do the daily word. Brother Reverend Ali is going to do the word of the day, and we're going to start this show. I'm out of here by 9:30, so I'll be off Facebook. I'm not on Instagram because Instagram has blocked me because of some of the things
Instagram.
The guy said yesterday.
Fuck that.
It's because of John Beckman with the fuck Instagram and stuff like that.
Yeah. I'm not a shut up.
My heart is full of joy. I begin each day by choosing joy rather than waiting for pleasant surprises or other serendipitous happenings to spark joy within me. I carry it in my heart and expect to attract joyful experiences to me. My faith and imagination help me live a joyful life. Through faith, I believe joy is part of me, one of my spiritual gifts. I use my imagination to picture how I will find joy and share it with others, inspiring them to find joy for themselves. So much more than a feeling of happiness or an attitude of positivity, joy has its roots in God. It is the contentment I feel when my heart is full and I feel connected to the world around me. Joy is a kind of spiritual superpower. With it, I am able to transcend the limits of the world and lift myself into the realm of God. Today's Bible verse is 1 Kings 1:40, and all the people up following him, playing on pipes and rejoicing with great joy. Brother Reverend Ali, what is
Amen.
Amen.
OG, the word today is Mary, spelled M-A-R-R-I-E-D. And the definition for married is of two people united in marriage. Let me see if I can use that in a sentence. You don't have to be married to be with a woman in a relationship for a long time. Married.
That's true.
Good morning, Anthony. Lowe.
Very true, though. I totally agree.
Police in Louisiana say a 10-year-old boy has been arrested. He allegedly admitted to fatally shooting a former city official and his adult daughter. The Minden Police Department responded to a report that bodies were found inside a house at 6:30 a.m. Good morning, JoJo Red. On Sunday, they found two people with multiple gunshot wounds. The victims were later identified as 82-year-old Joe Cornelius Sr. and his daughter, 31-year-old Keisha Miles. About 8 gunshots, pow, 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 and then pow, 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 one neighbor recalled hearing. The investigation led to the arrest of a 10-year-old boy who reportedly confessed to fatally shooting the victims. Joe got to arguing with him. The boy just pulled out a gun. I mean, Joe used to be a sheriff, so he has guns because he worked for the sheriff's department. And the boy knew where it was. It's a sad thing, the neighbor said. Neighbors say an argument broke out between Cornelius and the 10-year-old about credit card charges for video games. I think that's what happened. He was arguing with him. I heard them hollering and stuff. The neighbor said, that was my cousin. I hate that happened over a game. I think that wasn't right. The neighbor says the boy has autism, but police have not confirmed that claim nor the nature of the argument. Cornelius was a former Minden City Councilman and a former interim mayor. He was highly respected in the community. He was with the sheriff's department. He was a mayor for a little while. He used to work at the funeral home and stuff like that. He was a good man. The current mayor, Nick Cox, released the following statement about Cornelius' death on social media. It is with sadness that we mourn the loss of Joe Cornelius Sr., a former longtime Minden City Councilman and former appointed mayor of Minden. Joe Cornelius' Years of service to Minden were marked by his commitment and dedication to the betterment of our community. On a personal note, I am grateful for his friendship and the many ways he supported me and others in our city. During the incredibly difficult time, I ask that we keep all of Joel's family in our thoughts and prayers. May we come together as a community. What's interesting is they don't say who the boy was to them. But an 82-year-old and a 31-year-old shot and killed by an 8-year-old. 10-year-old by 10-year-old. And here's Joe right here, you guys, just so that you know. This is what Joe looked like. There he is.
The badass little boy.
Uh-huh. You know why that is, don't you?
Why?
Because we can't take him in the backyard and put a switch to their ass. Because he's
yep.
going to jail for that.
Exactly. That's exactly
well,
why.
Well, if Camel tells her she'll let you do that, I'll vote for her.
Jay, what's a switch again? I don't know what that is.
Off a tree, Jay. John.
Exactly.
A branch off a tree.
I'll tell you what a switch is, John. I want you to close your eyes and go in the backyard and let me show you what a switch is. You just close your eyes.
I'm in my backyard right now.
I want you there, and I'll get a switch for your ass. I'll show you what a switch is. I bet you won't ask
right,
me
so
you, after that.
All right, next time you come show me what a switch is.
See, a lot of white people didn't get their ass whooped like we got our ass whooped growing up.
They did.
I had a little white friend that cussed his mama
the
fuck out.
White people got their ass whooped the same way. They got some of them got it.
It was very few of them though.
Yep, very few. Ones I know didn't cuff their mamas out and shit. And I'm flinching.
Talking shit.
I know about to get fucked up.
Shit, all I know is after Christmas, boy, my Hot Wheel tracks used to disappear quickly.
Like a motherfucker.
You don't want to get when you got a Hot Wheel. For Christmas, what you got was a new weapon for your parents.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
They whooped that
ass. That's right, but tear your ass, get your ass whooped.
Stitching cords and all.
Wait a minute. I don't understand. Why would my Hot Wheel gift be a weapon? I just run the cars. Because
you're white, man. You don't know.
Oh.
You don't know.
All right, I'm sorry. Carry on. Carry on.
I want you to have a Hot Wheel track when I get to your house. I'll show you why.
He gonna show you.
Exactly.
Good morning, Potter.
Good morning.
You know it was like a riot with the Hot Wheels.
It sounds weird. It sounds weird to hear people brag about this though.
But you know what though?
About what?
Do y'all remember Johnny Lightning? No, okay.
Goddamn, I'll put your ass on mute. We ain't. What makes you? What about it? Bothers you or it's interesting to you?
I don't know. It just sounds weird to brag about.
Yeah, I don't know. That was my street name one day. What you talking about, Johnny Lightning?
Well, why does this sound weird to you? First of all, you're not bragging about it. What you're saying
it.
Is look. You're not bragging about it. What you're saying is because of those things, there were things that you wasn't going to do. Like, you're going to be hard-pressed to find somebody 10 years old in our generation that shoot an old person. Because
right.
That was shit that kept you in line early on, like that goddamn Hot Wheel track.
What you said was
bragging. Nobody's bragging.
And so let me explain. So I'm not talking just about this conversation, but I hear it as we've all talked about it over the years. Comedians, this, you know, the way we talk about it, we laugh about it, and we're like, man, we used to get such and such.
Because,
and
yeah, because
when I hear it, and I get it because both my parents are from Alabama, so you know the kind of house I was growing up in. But, I mean, just when I listen to it, when I just sit back and listen to it, sometimes it sounds weird. That's all I'm saying.
This is what I'm thinking about.
You must have never got ass with it.
Christy Graham
said, "Both my parents are
from
Alabama. What do you think, Maybelline?"
Christy Graham said, "Coach, there is an update on the trend of stupid people that are writing big checks for thousands of dollars to Chase Bank in their own account and taking the money out and withdraw even though they don't have the money. People are standing in line doing this, and it is ridiculous. I don't understand how somebody can take money out of Chase Bank if they don't have the money in the bank, because it seems to me that it would deny it."
That's not a thing.
You
gotta explain
it.
Doesn't sound right.
Unless you have an overdraft.
Good morning, Todd William. I don't understand how that could happen, that you could take big money out of an account if you don't have money in that account. You got to make it make sense to me.
Hey, Donna, do we have any Chase banks in Vegas? Okay. I'm sorry, go ahead.
You can do it only if you have an overdraft account, but that's about it.
You can't overdraft big money, though, but once it's overdraft,
how big are we talking? How big?
I don't know. You need your ass whipped potted this morning. Jay, get them motherfucking train tracks for this nigga.
Exactly. I agree.
It wasn't the train tracks, Ali.
Hold on. So here, good morning,
track.
Janice Booker. It was a glitch in the system over the weekend. The bank wants the money back, and they're going to charge them. So there was a glitch in the system, and I don't know why people steal. That's stealing. That is stealing. Good morning, El Malik. That is stealing. So people stole money.
Hold on now, Jay.
Yeah, if there's a glitch, if you're taking money out of the bank and you know you don't have that much money in your bank account, so if you could take $10,000 out of the bank and you got $2,000 in your bank account, you are stealing.
Did they go to the bank or did they use it through cards?
Don't matter.
Like a credit card or something.
It don't matter what they did. There was a glitch in the system. You know that your bank account only has $2,000. If you take $10,000, you just stole $8,000. And if you know that $2,000 in the bank is going to pay for bills, maybe you stole $10,000. Either way, it don't belong to you, and you should go to jail, and I hope they all go to jail.
If there was a glitch in the system, so she's saying that people saw that they had more money in the bank and they took it out?
No, they did not.
$2,000.
No. Okay, this is why your dumb ass is on mute.
Well, I just hope those bank executives have Mattel car tracks in their office.
Okay, you got to put me on mute again, Jay, because I don't understand it. If you have $2,000...
Well, we're going to put that ass on mute. Catch him, Jay.
You come on here and say slick shit. I put my finger on the trigger. Ow!
So people will go to the ATM, deposit a check into their account from their account, and then take a large amount of the money out. And good morning, Elton. It was a
oh,
glitch.
Oh, okay. It was a check. They did a deposit check thing. Okay, I get it.
Hey, Potty, you know the U.S. has an extradition treaty with Canada, right?
Yeah, no, I got to move somewhere else. I got to get further away.
You better go to the Bahamas, nigga.
I think they got an extradition treaty, too. I got to choose another country. I was in St. Kitts. St. Kitts is actually pretty nice.
Belize don't have it.
But you got to do it through, you know they're selling the passports through investment now, right?
No, Cal Williams. So Cal Williams said, if Jay wrote me a good check and I cashed the check and Jay closes his account, we could skip the country and split the money. No, we can't do that. Boy, I tell you, it's easier to be a nephew and cheap every day watching TikTok.
Cal Williams,
Trump had
an FYI.
Cal
Williams, FYI, Alaska is part of the United States. Thank you.
Yeah.
A love triangle among Miramar High School students turned into a murder in 2021. Two recent 25-year sentences and a 20-year-old man wanting to represent himself while awaiting a 2025 trial in Broward County record show. Wow. This is crazy. Dwight D.J. Grant was 18 and a senior, preparing to graduate when he vanished on October 17, 2021. Detectives found him dead 2 days later. He had suffered a knife wound in his neck and a sword wound in his chest when the killers left him behind bushes at an apartment complex near Sherman Circle North, police said. Detectives reported finding surveillance videos and text messages incriminating three of his teenage classmates, Christy Parisian, Jaslyn Smith, and Andre D. Clemens III. According to the police, Christy, then 17, was allegedly dating Andre, then also 17, and Jaslyn, then 16, was their friend. Detectives also reported the evidence showed Clemens viewed Grant as a romantic rival. According to an arrest warrant in the case, Andre's messages to Christy on October 11, 2021 included, "Murder will definitely happen soon. It'll be bloody. And help me kill him." Andre was allegedly upset that Grant had consensual sex with his ex-girlfriend, who police did not name publicly. According to police, Andre also sent threatening messages to his ex-girlfriend referring to Grant. The messages, according to the police, included, "We have plans for this person. If he made you happy, get used to him not being here anymore." Detectives accused Christy of luring Grant to a stairwell 6 days later with a promise of sex. Andre was waiting there to ambush him with Jaslyn, police said. Andre and Jaslyn are captured on video carrying what appeared to be a lifeless victim out of the stairwell and dropping him to the ground, Miramar Detective Pedro Eterian wrote in his report, adding the teens used cleaning supplies and burning fire to try to get rid of evidence. After a grand jury indictment and their arrest, prosecutors filed cases against the trio on November 5th, 2021. For first-degree murder, tampering with physical evidence, and conspiracy to commit first-degree murder. Their attorneys filed their written plea of not guilty that changed on August 29th, about a month before the third anniversary of the murder. Christy Parisian and Jaslyn Smith, now both adults, appeared before Broward County Circuit Judge Ernest Caldwell. Smith, now 19, and Parisian, now 20, pleaded guilty. Caldwell sentenced them both to 25 years in prison, each followed by 10 years of probation. Caldwell was also presiding over their co-defendant Andre Clemens' capital homicide case for the same three charges. Clemens also pleaded not guilty, but he has not changed his plea. Records show he has had issues with his defense. Clemens filed a 16-page handwritten motion asking Caldwell to dismiss the conspiracy to commit murder charge, arguing there were fundamental defects in the indictment, so the prosecution may not legally proceed. Records show the motion was dated and signed by Clemens on May 15th and filed on July 24th. Attorney Caitlin Gonzalez and Joseph Kimmick had filed a motion for continuance of trial on July 19th, saying they would be prepared for trial by January. The defense attorneys assigned to defend Clemens in June reported Clemens was pro se, representing himself in court, with attorneys merely acting as standby counsel, so not much had been done. Gonzalez and Kimmick listed some of the defense work pending, including the deposition of a civilian eyewitness to the crime. Carra set Clemens' trial to begin January 13th on Saturday evening. Broward Sheriff's Office inmate records show Clemens was at the main jail. Parisian was at the Paul Rain Detention Facility, and Smith was at the North Broward Bureau waiting to be transferred to custody of the Florida Department of Correction. Let me show you these people. So these are two girls. These are the two girls. And one of them looked like she might have played football at one time, or she can. The other one looked like Tweety Bird. So you got a football. Good morning, Reginald Sanders. Yeah, there they go. And then this is the dummy who was mad at the boy. So, and this is, and all he had to do was comb his hair and maybe do something to himself to look better. He had the potential. I don't know what we're breeding here, but it's crazy, y'all. These kids, they don't care. They don't care. Can you imagine? These are 16, 17-year-olds. You so mad at somebody, I'm gonna tell you right now, man. You know that was my girl. Dude, y'all broke up. Yeah. So you like her, huh? We like each other. Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, they real special. Perfect example, if I brought you in, I'll take you out. No, that's not a perfect example. If I brought you in, I'll take you out, Janet Marie. That's not that example. How can I?
That's the girl you was going to take on the red carpet, Jay.
What John Beckman said is, if I was married to Janet Marie, would I take her on the red carpet with me? And I said, yes, she presents well.
She talks with her too.
You represent that. Would you let her speak? That's the question.
Yeah.
I think her ex-husband probably thought she presented well too, but you know.
Yeah.
But anyway,
I mean
back
the
to
world
the murder. The teenagers, man. Some people just don't care, Jay. And they're just too young to be in any kind of relationship. Emotionally, they can't handle it. I mean, to think to kill somebody because of a teenage relationship.
It's a whole different generation today. Whole different.
They're probably doing that stuff back then, too, Maybelline.
How do you know?
You
got,
no,
that's a light today generation.
11-year-old today.
No, you didn't. That ain't what happened, Potter. You know, you
putting 10
you know,
on the tube.
You got bagged on. Your dudes was bagging on you.
And where is a 10 and 11-year-old getting a gun?
Well, they're in the country. They already got one for their birthday.
A lot of these parents don't secure their guns properly. They put them under mattresses, behind couches and closets, and that's how they get to them. You can't put the shoebox, the gun in the shoebox like they did on Good Times. So you got to have a lockbox. That's how they getting a hold to the guns.
Do you have a lockbox, Six Eyes?
Yes.
Can you see the combination on that lockbox?
My gun is retired. My gun is retired. Last time I shot my gun, I could see when my father was alive. So that it's just sitting there. I don't have no use for it no more.
Why don't you sell it back to the police? You can make $500.
Think about that.
You can make $500
to me. I'll take
it. You need it for the zombie apocalypse, man. Don't sell it.
Good morning. Good morning, Snitchy Smurf, and good morning, Big Charles.
Good morning. Good morning.
Oh, shit. Here we go.
Good morning.
What's up, Chucky? What's up, Snitchy?
Good morning, Trouble.
Beckman's in the house. Who that was made for Beckman? That's just, here we go. Who that was made for Beckman?
Oh, that was
yeah.
I'm sorry. Did you think that was for you? I'm sorry. No, that was for
No, what I'm saying is that you make a statement like that. If you feel that way, you need to make it to that person. You say, hey, man, look, cool out today. If you feel like that.
Okay. I'll calm down.
No, I didn't actually calm down. I just said, hey.
So yesterday, High Top Faye told us that he had a 42-inch waist. And so I thought about that. And I said, you know what? I want to talk about 42 inches.
Man, that's big.
John Beckman, John Beckman, you might have a 40-inch waist. I wanted to make sure that we talk about healthy foods and things you can eat to help bring your waist down.
But since he already wears Maybelline, he could just get a girdle. You can get a girdle there, Maybelline.
Shut the fuck up.
That seems...
I'm going to do something on healthy 10 food for gut health and weight loss, okay? Fermented foods like yogurt, kefir, kimchi, and sauerkraut are rich in probiotics, which are beneficial bacteria that can improve the balance of microbes in your gut. So, good morning, Ms. Sharon James. Bananas are a great source of inulin, a type of fiber that helps good bacteria in your gut thrive. So bananas are good. They help clean your gut, and they help the good bacteria in your gut thrive. And also sitting in a sauna for 20 minutes or more will also help with bacteria and viruses and help you shed. Leafy greens, high in fiber and a special carb. Leafy green vegetables like spinach, kale, and broccoli are beneficial for gut health. Whole grains contain fiber that can be broken down so they reach your lower gut and feed the helpful bacteria there. Okay. I'm thinking about building a sauna at my house, Jeff. I'm going to see if, because I have an area where I could build a sauna and an ice room, the ice bath. So I want to see if I can build a sauna and an ice bath next to each other. So I go into the sauna and then the ice bath.
Dr. Perlson, can I ask you a question?
Anyone needing any gut cleansing, go get Parasite Cleanser from the health food store. Promise it works. Detoxes the toxins from your vessel. Eric McAllister said his waist is 42. Jeff Carlin said, do it, Jay. I actually built a really nice sauna in one of my houses outside. It had its own separate building. It looked just like the house. Sharon Jane said, yes, please do, and a monthly gathering too. Infrared saunas kill parasites is what Jennifer Lee says. I will send you a picture of the item, Jay. Thank you, Dr. Perone. Polyphenol-rich foods. Colorful foods like berries, tea, coffee, and red wine are rich in polyphenols, which can promote the growth of good gut bacteria. Christy Graham said mango seeds are parasite cleaners naturally. Danielle Torno says, shoot, I'll just sit outside. You can right now because it's that hot, but it's later on. And outside, you don't kill the bacteria and stuff like you do inside the sauna. Lean protein sources. Red meat can trigger the growth of unhealthy gut bacteria. So opt for leaner protein sources like fish, beans, and tofu. I know, Ali, you might like the tofu thing.
Avoid I didn't tell you 10 times I don't eat tofu. The dementia's kicking in.
Oh, God, those are worse than
my mouth. Yeah, I don't eat tofu either.
Do a Swedish sauna that you can pour water on the rocks, not one of those dry, hot sauna guns. That's the one I want. That's the one I use now, the steam sauna, the Swedish sauna with the rocks in the water. That's what I want. Avoid fried foods. Fried foods can damage healthy gut bacteria, so it's best to eliminate or avoid them. Avoid foods with antibiotics. Antibiotics can kill both good and bad bacteria in your gut, so it's important to limit foods that contain them, such as animal products that have been treated with antibiotics. Limit alcohol. Alcohol can disrupt the balance of bacteria in your gut, so it's best to consume it in moderation. Be mindful of caffeine. Too much caffeine can irritate your digestive system, leading to diarrhea. Be mindful of your caffeine intake and stick to moderate amounts. EMAC, High Top Fade, those are things that you guys, I wanted to make sure I gave you guys some healthy tips. I love
you. Let me know when I can ask a question. Thank you.
Yeah, healthy.
Appreciate it.
And we have to take accountability in what we put in our bodies. We have to unlearn the bad eating habits we were forced upon us when we were younger. Jenna Marie said, no fried foods unless it's my shrimp tempura. Moon said, I eat all these foods regularly for gut health. Bernard Middlebrook said, no fried chicken. I'm going to have to subtract those days. John Beckman, what question do you have?
Well, this conversation has reminded me. Have you scheduled your colonoscopy yet?
John Beckman, that is my private business. It's none of your goddamn business. But I'm going to say this to you, John Beckman, because you want me to.
Your ass is on mute. Your ass is on mute. You come on here and say slick shit. I put my finger on the trigger. Oh, pick the tip. Your ass is on mute. You come on here and say slick shit. I put my finger on the trigger.
Your call is on mute.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm concerned about you. That's all. It's not private. I had one I sold seats to.
But you also told everybody how you fell in love with your doctor and all that shit. Then you have to forgive John. He just likes the idea of people sticking torpedoes up his ass.
Jay, I think you're afraid to go to the doctor. You're afraid to go to the doctor. Admit it.
No, you may have heard of a runner's high or a rush of euphoria after exercise. That's not actually limited to runners. It's a real biological phenomenon. Although it's relatively rare, the commonly held belief is that it's caused by hormones called endorphins, but they don't cross the blood-brain barrier. The more likely culprit, endocannabinoid system, the same system that cannabis interacts with to create its psychoactive effects. Mm-hmm. Exercise increases the amount of endocannabinoids in the bloodstream, which can cross the blood-brain barrier. For some people, this can cause a rush of euphoria, reduced anxiety, and improved mood. This isn't especially common, though, and there's much about the phenomena scientists are still trying to figure out. Exercise can help you think more clearly. Ever take a walk to clear your head? It might not just be a change of scenery that gives you a much-needed reset. Growing body research shows that exercise, including walking, increases cognitive ability. Exercising increases blood flow, including to the brain. The increase in energy and oxygen could boost performance, but it gets more complex than that. When we exercise, the hippocampus, a part of our brain necessary for learning and memory, becomes more active. And when there's increased energy in the hippocampus, we think more effectively. Regular exercise could even help reverse age-related brain damage.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if you guys saw Joe Biden and how he walks and how stiff he is. That's from him not exercising. One day we're going to see John Beckman, and John Beckman will be stiff like that. Because
why are you using me as an example all the time? I don't like it.
That's your role on the show, John. I mean, you're the one who submitted the application, so.
Jesus Christ,
y'all ask me to exercise, John. Instead of just reaching for beers all the damn time, exercise a little bit, man.
Don't worry about that.
How you going to tell somebody to exercise?
John ain't fat. Why are you talking about the exercise? That motherfucker's thin.
Yeah,
he look like a beast.
Being fat. It's just keeping him joined.
John Beckman has a big midsection. He has
no, he don't. It's strength.
No, he got a BMX.
You know,
I saw him.
I walked about 2 miles before Ali came.
Yeah, he got right. No, you don't.
He's got about a 38, 39 inch weight.
No, he don't.
Don't you? Jay, I hide it well. God damn it. Why are you always?
You hide it, but you still.
What's your waist size, Jay?
32.
That's a damn lie.
Hey, play the bullshitter alert. Bullshit. Bullshit.
The pants I have on right now are 32-inch waist.
Yeah, well, Jay, Jerry Seinfeld did that too. He changed his pants to the 32 label all the time, remember? He didn't want to be over 32.
But John Beckman, a suit, you can't. John is funny. Why are you always using me as an example? I don't like it. I believe it, JJ looks like a 32 because I'm a 34, is what Jeff Carlin said. Jeff, I don't worry about Ali. Mm-hmm. Ali has a girl back. So he's got some soft ways about him. Vertical said he remembers when he was a 32-inch waist.
I remember that. I'm going out with 32 also.
Vertical got a 40-inch neck, though.
Last time I was a 32, I could wear Wrangler jeans. Remember those Wrangler jeans? Oh yeah, girls loved them.
I got Wrangler jeans.
Wrangler,
now.
He's one tough customer.
42-inch
Wrangler jeans.
So I got today. I gotta go to a meeting today and represent small business. And as you guys can see, this is a 42-inch suit. I mean, a size 42. My suit is 42, and as you can see, I can button it. I have a 32-inch waist. Ali hates it. Because
I don't hate it. I want you to be a 32. How much is your stomach hanging over your belly? How much is it hanging over your belt? Just an inch now?
Yeah. That's the question.
It got to be an inch, Jay. That motherfucker ain't disappeared like that.
Yeah, Ali, I've lost a lot of weight.
How much is your stomach sticking over your pants?
Right. My stomach ain't sticking over my pants right here.
It ain't flat. It ain't flat. I seen you in the pool.
Right here. Right here.
It's about a half an inch. It's a half inch over his waistline. So you're doing good.
So you can't see his belt? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Now he's doing better than what he was. He did better than what he was. And he did it quick, too. Once he seen that stomach on that concert, that nigga jumped on it.
Sharon James said Jay don't have a bulldog face no more. Remember when I had the bulldog face? I called myself out on it.
Yeah, you're getting your juicy lips back. No more thin lips.
Even babies need exercise. Babyhood offers an unparalleled opportunity to mostly just eat and sleep. But in between, infants need at least some exercise. Giving infants several opportunities to move around each day could improve motor skills, bone health, and social development. Tummy time supervised with a baby lying face down strengthens the baby's neck, their shoulder, and arm muscles. The World Health Organization recommends that babies are active several times a day, including at least 30 minutes on the stomach. Babies still get plenty of dozing time, though. The World Health Organization recommends 12 to 16 hours of sleep for infants 4 months through 11 months of age. And Vernicle, the reason why Vernicle's neck is so big, just the FYI, is because Vernicle... No, I'm going to tell you why.
That nigga look like Sharky the dog with the chain around his neck.
Vernicle was a football player. Vernicle was a running back. So Vernicle is my height, 5'6", and Vernicle ran. He was a running back. So he was stocky and built. Hello? The number you dialed is not in service at this time, and there's no new number. If you feel like you dialed this number by mistake, please call back. They hung up. Oh, man. Oh, and Vernicle was a genius. They hung up. They thought I was the real deal.
Oh, my God.
And Vernicle, that was funny. I said, the number you've dialed is not in service at this time, and there's no new number. If you feel like you've dialed, and they hung up. That's good.
That's pretty clever.
Too, when I hung up.
Yeah, John Beckman hung up. But Vernicle was also a gymnast. So Vernicle is,
he was a gymnast. What was he doing, Jay?
He said he was really in shape.
What was he doing as a gymnast?
No, he said Slim Jim. He was eating Slim Jim.
He did not say Slim Jim. He said Jim.
I'm going to stop fucking with Vertical, though. Vertical got this big-ass gun I see him take a picture with. I ain't fucking with him.
10,000 steps was invented for pedometer marketing. If you have a smartwatch or other fitness tracker, you might get a little celebratory notification when you hit 10,000 steps. Or maybe you've just heard someone refer to getting their 10,000 steps in. That benchmark persists because it's a nice round number that's easier to use in marketing materials, not because there's any scientific basis for it. Way back in the 1960s, a Japanese company invented a pedometer called Manpoki, or 10,000 steps meter. Building off momentum from the 1964 Tokyo Olympics, nearly 60 years later, it's still the default setting in many step counters, including Fitbit devices. While getting 10,000 steps a day is a healthy habit, you don't have to take that many to see benefits from walking. According to experts, one study found that just 4,400 steps a day can lower the risk of early death by 41%. Benefits increased with additional steps, but topped out at around 7,500, at least in one study looking at mortality in older women. Of course, your mileage may vary depending on your goals, exercise pace, and general health, but there's no reason to feel discouraged if you're not getting a full 10,000 step in every day. He said he even outran Barry Sanders when he was in high school. He's a few years older than him. Well, you might have outran Barry Sanders in high school, but he kept going. You ran out of gas, just a FYI.
So you're saying if Dre has a 42-inch waist, if you just walk, you could probably take that down. So instead of driving to the makeup store, you can just walk there.
Shut up, motherfucker. I'm good with taking the down. That's what I'm doing. I'm fine.
Maybe it's
Thank you very much. I don't need your input on shit.
Yeah, no, I agree with Potty on that.
I don't need your shit either. So shut the fuck up. I'm fine. I used to have a 40-inch waist. I mean, a 48-inch. Now I'm 42, so I'm doing just fine.
All right, you're doing good. You're doing good. Calm down.
Jay talking about he got a 32. I ain't had a 32 since high school.
Changes the tags on his pants, what he does.
You know, say you got one of them funhouse mirrors in the bathroom?
Mm-hmm. One of them motherfuckers that make your stomach look like it's smaller than what it really is.
Yeah, what's it
say? Well, that's good.
Objects
huh?
are closer than they appear. What's it say on our car
yeah.
windows? Objects are closer
yeah.
than they appear.
Yeah. Well, that's good, though,
so
Dre. I'm glad you're working on it. I'm glad you're working on it, Dre, doing
Thank
your
you,
thing.
Brother.
Don't listen
Thank
to Potter. Potter don't know what you be doing. He just talking shit.
He don't. All he do is talk
well,
shit.
I mean,
he's full of shit.
I mean, Dre, let me ask you a question. But, Dre, you know you gotta shrink your list, your waist from 42. I know.
Yeah, he's working on it, Jay.
I'm doing it.
He's working on it, Jay. Why you talking big shit, Jay? Because you did your shit. Jay did his shit. Now he's forcing other niggas to get in. Nigga.
I'm losing every day. I'm dropping pounds, man. You saw how big I used to be. My shit was a waist, 48-inch waist.
He lost 6 inches, and you're picking on him, Jay. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Jay
is buff too. Jay buff too. If he lose that stomach, he get happy and happier as long as his stomach gets smaller and smaller. You don't see him giggling a little more now.
Right. The only time I lose 6 inches is when I jump in the pool.
Damn.
Michael Niner Jordan. Michael Niner Jordan said, "You're going to die when God says, come home."
Exactly. I totally agree with that.
He said, I've seen multiple athletes die physically, so called in shape. So I'm a firm believer. And when it's your time, know that I'm going to tell you right now, Michael Niner Jordan, if you saw athletes that died early that were in physical good shape, they were probably taking supplements. They were probably taking steroids, and those things will eat at you. They'll make you look good, but they'll still eat
I think that's what
you.
Happened to Lyle Alzado.
Good morning,
remember Lyle Alzado?
Yeah,
now, he was on steroids.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
Yeah, Lyle was on steroids, and that shit fucked him up.
Hey, and Niner Jordan, your wide receiver, was shot in the chest the other day in downtown San Francisco.
And he's doing
John
great Beckman. Today, John.
Yeah, John Beckman, what that got
yeah,
to do?
Yeah, bro, why you doing that, John?
That nigga got up walking. He got up walking the next day, John.
I know. But it just reminded me because his name is Niner Jordan.
Well, John Beckman, I'm going to play this for you. Mm-hmm. Call your ass back.
Relax, you're on mute.
Hear the love of being on mute.
You're on mute.
Tit to tit. Mute. Mute. Just relax, you're on mute.
Feel the love of being on mute.
You're on mute. Tit to tit.
That's the best one out of all of them right there.
Yeah, Jay, was that recorded in Switzerland too? Because that sounded like Nikki Harris. That was a great one.
Yeah, we got to do a video, Jay King, with that, but we got to put our suits on, man, and show our 32-inch waists on this one.
Sound like John Coltrane. Yeah.
The reason why I have to leave at 9:30 is because a small business had an issue with a larger business. I don't want to tell you who the businesses are because you'd be like, wow, really? And so the small business, even though they're right on how they feel, they wanted somebody to go in with them, and they talked to somebody, and they said you should call Jay King, and then they told somebody else, and that person said, you know who you should call? It's Jay King. And they said, that's why they called me. But they told me the situation, and I said, well, there's no contract, but you guys have been doing business for 9 years. So if you go in there with an attitude, you lose already. So if I were you, I wouldn't go in with an attitude. I would go in with the game plan, the strategy of working it out, because what you've told me sounds like personalities, emotions, and emotions aren't good when you're talking about business. Practicality.
So Jay, are you like a mediator?
I will go there today as a mediator and as a interpreter.
Okay.
And as an interpreter.
What language are you interpreting?
Wait. You're doing an interpreter or a consultant, in other words?
Interpret for them and then interpret for the company. So that they understand each other.
Oh, I see. Okay. But in English, I understand now. Okay.
Yeah.
You stupid.
You know, just interpret them. Well,
it's very hard for Jay to try to educate any of you dumb idiot ass fools. Why y'all want to listen and stop trying to make a fucking joke? Stop trying to make a joke, you dumb fuck.
You know, I hear interpreter, I think of a different language.
I know. Yeah, right.
Well, Fred, let me ask you a question. Who are you talking about, man? How many dumb fucks is on the phone?
Quite a few goddamn cereal box reading motherfuckers. It's a whole bunch.
Yeah, let's look.
Call their names out.
Some motherfuckers.
That motherfucker down there in New Orleans. I don't know. You know, I can't pronounce
that. I didn't say nothing, you stupid ass motherfucker.
I'm still pissed off at you from yesterday, you little fuck. You fat fuck. Fuck you.
Uh-oh, my man. I didn't mean to start that. Calm down, gentlemen. I'll
be here in a minute.
I apologize, Jay.
I'll be here in a minute, you fat belly bastard.
Yes, you did.
We'll save it for the third hour. Go ahead on, Jay. Bye.
I apologize, Jay. I didn't mean to start that, Jay.
No, we good. Good.
No, we the fuck ain't. Third hour, nigga. I'm going to see you outside. Third hour. And don't
Fred,
think you mute, buddy.
Fred,
you
tell you something, Fred.
Man, no.
Fred,
let me tell you something. Kiss my
everybody
ass.
Everybody's afraid of you. Ain't nobody afraid of you, though. I'm being so serious right now. I know you're kind of scared. You listen, your big fat bad wolf ass ain't scared nobody. Keep wearing your perfect ass.
I heard one punch from Fred and it's over with.
I'm done with all that talking. A motherfucker who wears special hats and shit ain't scaring nobody. He got sensitivity with him. I got time for that shit.
Explain special hat. Explain your special to us. What special? What do you mean by special?
Nigga, just jealous.
He a hater, man. He just jealous.
Look, wait. You know, back in the day, when we used to carry hats and little boxes and shit like that, and they used to have little ropes on them so you can carry around. Yeah, that's just
He's carrying his hats like a cat in a kennel.
Right.
Well, that's pretty good, Fred. That's expensive shit. If he going to the vet, if he taking his hats to the veterinarian, he got to pay.
That nigga got some dope shit. He doing that kind of shit. That's like hat Fred has on. Fred, he wearing some dope ass hat.
You need to shut the fuck up, little Maybelline sweet back ass girly ass nigga.
Fuck you, motherfucker, and fuck you and your hat. How about that? And fuck your hat too. Your special hat.
Nigga, them hats is dangerous, Jay.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. I had to step away to start getting myself ready to leave. Today, gymnasiums or gyms can refer to a lot of things having to do with physical activity, like a school gymnasium, a health club, or a playground, jungle gym. It comes from the ancient Greek word gymnasium, or school for naked exercise. Gymnos meant naked, and the people using the gym didn't wear clothes. They just oiled or dusted themselves up in ancient Greece. Physical education was just as important as the arts, and these facilities eventually grew more elaborate with surrounding changing rooms, baths, and practice rooms. So gyms used to be a bunch of naked people working out. Gardening counts as exercise. So Jeff Carlin exercises a lot, and he doesn't even know it. Getting your hands dirty in your garden isn't just a mood-boosting pastime. It's great exercise, too. All that digging, hauling, and moving works all your major muscle groups, improves mobility, and boosts endurance. It burns some serious energy, too. Even light gardening or yard work can burn more than 300 calories.
You know, I'm getting pissed off here, Jay. Why do you always use Jeff as a good example, and I'm the bad example?
You ain't shit. Oh, yes, you show. It's ugly. Looking like fried men in the bed. Don't smell it, but I smell too much. I bought soap, but no one can tell. Drifting a world of my own. I played the game, but to my real shame, you've left me your thing all alone. Too real is this feeling lately.
He had his hand on that one. That shit came on quick.
That shit came way too quick.
That shit did come quick.
Motherfucker was the fastest muter in the West on that one. What?
That was some funny shit.
For a 154-pound person, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, if light gardening for an hour burns 300 calories per hour. That's comparable to doing dancing or taking a hike. For heavy yard work like chopping wood, the number jumps to 440 calories per hour, although the exact number will vary depending on the nature of the work and each individual body and weight size. It's easy to build a more strenuous workout for your existing gardening routine with simplified adjustments like carrying heavier cans of water, switching to a push mower, or increasing walking around your yard. And there's additional healthy bonus to garden exercise, fresh veggies. I just want you guys to know before I get out of here that that I want you guys to be healthy. Wow.
Hey Jay,
have
you ever gardened your house?
Yes, I've not at my house, but I've gardened before, yes.
Okay.
Yes, I have, John.
A little suspect, but okay.
Have you gardened?
Every day.
Good to you, John. I'm not talking about beer garden.
Do you know what a trowel is?
No.
Well, then you ain't no gardener.
I didn't say I was a gardener, dum-dum. You asked me if I'm a gardener. You didn't ask me if I was a gardener. I got to also,
y'all sound like a sitcom and shit. You need to go and do a sitcom, you and John. That shit sound like some motherfucking stage play right there.
What is a trial? That motherfucker fooled you, Jay. He don't know what the fuck a trial is. That is a whole
I just trial. Used a trial yesterday, Fred.
Motherfucker, that is. What were you doing when you used the motherfucker, John?
I was picking up dog shit where it accumulated in a tight area
Is the dog shit picker up a name? Trial? Don't fuck with him, boy. It's not called a trial. A trial is something that you do when you're using concrete, motherfucker.
Fred,
don't try to fuck with my boy, nigga.
All right. Hey, Fred, do you know what a hoe is?
Yes, I know what a hoe is. And I know what a hoe is. I know what a cotton picking hook is, too.
Why do you got to go racist? Why you going racist, Fred? Goddamn.
Yeah,
don't fuck with that nigga.
Told me on how not to get offensive and go for it. Stone. I'm coming.
Calm down, Fred. It's okay, nigga. Go take a hit of that weed that had you coughing yesterday, nigga.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm on my way.
Hurry up, nigga.
Go use a hoe.
Nigga, do something. Matter of fact, don't fuck your heart up either, Fred. I told you to get you some liquid THC and drink it. Don't smoke it.
Get some gummies.
Your crazy motherfucking ass. And nigga, I'm going to worry about your heart, nigga. You over there coughing and shit. Go get you some liquid THC. They got cans with 100 milligrams in it. You need 3 of them to feel anything.
Man, I drank that shit by accident. Fuck me.
Man, my partner told me to drink that shit, man. I was down there in Sacramento fucking around with them and wake up. And damn, they missed Jay's show.
Well, that's what you need. You don't need it. It didn't fuck with your lungs or your heart, nigga.
Ali, come on, man. Now, you know it's something in there that...
Okay, well, go ahead, nigga. Die there, nigga. Go ahead and kill yourself. Fuck it. I'm going on mute.
Thank you. Go your ass on mute. Momon, are you there?
Don't bring them motherfucking Kodak black roaches out, nigga.
They had your ass gone yesterday.
Come on, man. I like Momo.
Hey, Fred, how do you spell
I like
hoe?
Her, too. She just looked like Kodak to me.
Fred, how do you spell hoe?
Hoe? A hoe.
Yeah, a hoe. How do you spell that?
You talking about the one that you use in the yard or the one that walks the block?
The one you use in the yard.
Or the one you are B.I.C.
H.O.E.
That is correct, sir. You win nothing.
Because you ain't got nothing to give.
Beckman, why are you always trying to make people prove something that they know to you, like you somebody special? Like they got to prove something to you. I'm sorry.
Do you know how to spell hoe?
That was a valid
nobody
question.
How do you spell hoe?
White
men feel like they got to do that. You got to validate through them. That's that crackerjack. Hey, if I'm here to learn ebony, or is that
always
ebony?
Crackerjack.
Then
see, they
ain't
go with that bullshit.
What are you talking about?
Crackerjack.
I didn't know what.
I don't know what a switch is. I said that earlier. There's a lot of things
I don't
know.
You said ebony. You said ebony, then you tried to fuck with Jay on the trial thing. Man, you, I like you, bro, but you know, you kind of offensive sometimes, John.
What you mean? You nigga, you always offensive, nigga. I'm offensive. A whole bunch of niggas is offensive. Let John be offensive.
Yeah.
Sometimes Beckman is offensive in a certain way that is like,
We all got a little fucked up about us. What you talking about? Ain't nothing more fucked up in him than it is me, you, or anybody else on this motherfucker.
So why do you feel the need to protect him today?
Because that's my partner. That's my motherfucking friend, nigga. Just like motherfucking J. King. Just like your motherfucking ass. I was down with you, nigga. I was down with you, but you want me to let you smoke some weed and cough your motherfucking heart out. And you don't need that, Nick. I told you to get you some liquid THC.
Well, some gum. And that was good advice. That's good advice, Ali.
You don't even know how to put the truck in gear, nigga. Shut up, John. You don't even know how to turn the alarm off at the office. Shut up.
Why are you so negative today, Fred?
Yeah, Fred, calm down. Calm down.
You over here fucking with Big Charles, talking shit to Big Charles.
More and I was
and you over here talking all crazy and raunchy and shit.
Yeah.
Well, that's
he's a man
Fred,
with sensitivity.
Fred did get laid out yesterday. I laid his ass out yesterday.
Fred, yeah.
What did you do? You licked all his balls when you laid him out? Did you lick his balls?
No, I cut my fuckers off.
Okay.
You laid
him out? Shit.
Oh, you bit him off.
He's sore today because I laid that ass out yesterday.
Yeah. You know, you guys, you know, you come on here with that slick shit, but you can't even get me high. You can't drink me. You can't do a damn thing besides call yourself roast and make jokes. Now, Jay was giving you guys some great information a minute ago, and John Beckman wanted to turn it around and make it a
we
fucking joke.
We took it all
this
in.
This is an educational show,
we
dude.
We took in all
just
the
like
great
yesterday, just like yesterday, Beckman did the same thing. Jay was talking about some good shit, and he came in and just took over the shit.
Man,
he
you know, Roderick's
right
not allowed to do it. I don't know how come this fucking fat red-headed boy keeps doing that shit.
You can do anything
shit.
You want if you want to be put on mute. I like the mute songs, so that's why I come
well,
in, because I want
to
hear a mute song. I think E-40's done a great job. And I
don't
want to hear
it. He likes your money, and he likes your whatever you're giving
him. My brother, tell him to send them to you, and you can fucking play them at your own accord.
It's a joke, y'all. That's just like the 40 acres in the middle and the acres and shit that he was trying to give everybody on the show.
It's tired, too. You give the dead a migraine. This is why your dumbass is on mute.
It's on
mute, 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 mute. Your dumbass ass is on mute. Mute, 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 mute. You got hit with a tit to tit. Tit to tit.
That motherfucker got a remote control button, y'all. He both in the shower.
Hey, Max,
why don't you get your ass in the shower?
He's going for my 6 hours radio
that's
network. Radio
oh,
station.
Oh, you know what? Hold on. You know what, 6 hours? Stop it.
What's
6 hours doing?
I asked Eric to make me a mute song. I like it. Not a mute song, but a intro for my station.
Okay, that's good. But I'm going to tell you right now, John Beckman's office, he liked the mute song so much, I'm going to see how much he liked the mute button. Motherfucker,
wow.
I heard you all that old.
And just to let everybody know, I enjoyed some crab legs yesterday on my own accord. I went and bought them myself with my own money.
With butter.
And,
good for
and,
you.
And,
give a shit.
And
good
with some,
for you.
With some garlic you, butter. And enjoy them. No, it's not good for her because Beckman should have gotten it for her, but that's what happens. We have to get our own shit because y'all be saying
what?
Things and then don't
Mary,
get it on
I
your work.
I am so happy to hear that. I am so
what
happy
that, nails
to hear
on
that.
The chalkboard
Beckman, shut
you
up. I don't give a fuck if you're happy to hear that shit.
You
God
took the pressure
quiet.
Off of me. You, When is your birthday again? Because you
took the fuck up. You're full of sending them crab legs, man, and you just full of shit. You didn't do it.
That's why his dumb ass is over.
Now, Maybelline, don't you forget, I'm going to send you my address because you did say you was going to send them to me. So I'm going to send you my address. I didn't forget.
As long as you don't send them goddamn Maybelline. I will.
Okay. I'm sorry. I won't call you.
Just call him Juicy Lips. He likes Juicy Lips instead of Maybelline.
I'm gonna tell you, girl, call me Juicy Lips. I can go with that.
I'm gonna tell you right now, nigga. You do look like Maybelline. You got to take the filter.
Cut that bullshit.
You can't tell me.
I do not.
You can't tell me there's not a filter on your picture.
Look, man.
I brought it out. I'm the one who said it. You do, bro. Like, you got some eyeline
You jealous, nigga, down there in Mississippi.
It's too hot for you to wear mascara.
Maybelline does sell a waterproof.
Well, I wouldn't know without a word of shit.
It looks like you got a filter. Ali, you're gonna have to hang the show up and then start the second show because I'm gonna be in a meeting.
Well, we ain't gonna have no show and it's gonna be 15 minutes long.
Well, I mean, yesterday we had enough show.
Mary can do it. Mary, if Ali can't do it, Mary, you can do it. But you guys got to stop the show.
Now, because I need to log in now, if that's the case.
Everything you do is slow. If you're going to do it as slow as you talk, goddammit, you should have started this morning at 6.
Who talking sloppy, Mo?
Who you talking to?
Mary, you do it. Mary.
I'm logging in now.
Okay. Mary, I appreciate you yesterday when you told that nigga that he need to get in some shoes and stop walking around with them work boots on all week. Thank you.
Wait, Jay, did you change the password?
No, you changed the password. Yeah, but Ali, send me the password so I can fill it.
Why we got to go through all that and I'm right here? I mean, you hired me, you fired me. What you want me to do?
You know motherfucking well you ain't going to do right, boy.
What you mean, nigga? I run this, nigga. I'm doing it.
Send me the password. So
I got this show.
Because
obviously you got it.
I don't know if you had to leave, Ali. So, you don't have nowhere to go.
Nah, not today.
Thank God, we gonna get y'all asses. Hurry up, Jay, and get dressed, nigga.
Don't worry about it, Jay. It's going down. It's 9:38. I got it. Going about your business.
Yeah, because they showed out yesterday on me.
Don't be trying to set me up, Jay. Stop talking negativity in the ether like that, Jay. Don't put that negativity out there like that, Jay. You're slipping.
He got my mom to do it. Come on, mom got his back. She's going to text him every 15 minutes.
Yeah. You got Kodak, nigga. She gonna send you a snapshot every motherfucking minute.
She called the executive office. She go above calling you, nigga. We gonna find her ass. Gonna call the executive producer. Who the fuck?
You know what, Ali? You guys could be in a group together. Kodak Black and Sweetback.
No. I'm the roach catcher.
Damn.
I just put her right in this little mason jar right here with a top on it. ain't no holes in this one. You use one of them extraterrestrials. You can breathe without air.
Calling now, Momo, goddammit, because you know you in for it today, baby.
Shut your ass up.
Well,
he'll
have a dream that she was on Kings in the Morning and got muted. So I told her it had to be
Well, as long as she be cool, her dream won't come true.
Anybody heard
okay,
her
don't
ass.
Talk no shit. I just told you. Don't fuck with me, and I won't fuck with you. And don't talk over each other either. I don't want
to
hear a whole bunch of muffling either. So, you know, one at a time.
Hall monitor.
Nope. You was the guy who held all the rules in place. But you would break them all. You would break all
yep,
the rules for everybody.
I learned from you, J. King. I learned from you, J. King. The best one to do it.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that.
That nigga break all of the rules.
With all these goddamn new friends.
You see what he was going to do, what Jay was going to do to his new wife.
That motherfucker. I don't do women. Who the fuck you changing your voice to? You know you can't whoop me. Watch this. Boom. Shit.
Damn, Fred.
Man, leave me out of your shit today.
You know, I bought you two
I know
beers.
Who I'm coming for today.
Fred,
that money,
you
ain't
beers.
One of them.
I gave you
what
two
happened
cigarettes.
To Princess Odelia? Y'all ran her off again?
All the time. All the time.
Back in therapy.
She's talking to Roger
yeah.
right now. There's...
Her, oh, yeah. Her and Roger might be.
They got a show together.
Yeah.
I actually believe that she and Roderick might make a good couple together.
They would.
Wow. The OR. That is a wild. You can call it the OR, the operating room.
Except for when she started talking too much, and Roderick would say, Dr. Princess, shut the fuck up. Shut up.
And then he'd say,
I'm not telling you that. That's God. God told me.
And wait till he asks her if he can get a paycheck from her. Oh my God. Yeah.
And he said what? Well, John Beckman, you don't want to have that.
He's not gonna get paid like we all get paid on here. That's not gonna happen.
See?
Because if he gets paid,
you know
Jay's going to have to take away from our pay.
I don't blame Roderick. I don't blame Roderick for that. I blame y'all for that. For making Roderick believe that.
Why are you trying to clear your name? Roderick is not going to take you to the labor board and say he's been working here all the kingdom for the last goddamn 3 months. And won't,
I finally got my direct deposit
it.
Yesterday.
He's not going to do it.
the labor board's going to ask him how much revenue he produced.
Well, yeah, really.
Well, with the money, the motherfucker had two or three hits here. The money, the rumor.
I don't like that y'all did that to Roger. I don't like that. I don't think that's cool.
Well, Jay, I don't like you using me as an example. How do you like them apples?
Well, John Beckman, let me say what I don't like you not liking me doing it. That's why your dumb ass is on mute.
What did you say? I can't hear you. Speak louder. Huh. What? You got muted on the Jay King Network.
Who was that? New Power Generation?
Yo,
that was supposed to be Barry White. It was supposed to be Barry White, but it wasn't good. I'm gonna open up Roderick's mic on y'all.
Yeah, there you go.
Uh-oh. Oh, okay. Good morning,
404.
Good morning.
Hey, y'all, I'm in checkmate, so I'm not coming out my mouth any kind of way no more. I'm a whole different person.
How's everybody doing? How you doing, Jay? We doing good, Rod.
How you doing today, brother? How's the weather?
It's kind of warm. Hey, you know something?
Guess the weather, Roger. Guess the weather.
Hey, Jay, since I seen you, you really did inspire me seeing you. And
Listen, Jay,
I'm gonna tell you how much you inspire me. I have had my rental car since the day I saw you. And I've just been paying it day by day.
That motherfucker, at some point, right?
No, yeah. But look, I get $300 deposit back. But every day I just make $48 real easy, and have me a car to drive. Ooh, I'm a king in the morning.
That's good, man. Go to your doctor's appointment. Make it worth your while.
You could buy a good used car if you to save your $48 a day.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, Jay, that's true, Jay.
I would have given you my 4Runner.
I'm not falling for it, okay? But look, Jay, I'm real happy with it because I can't afford, I don't have the income to just, you know, say, oh, I can save and then buy a car. I have to work and add it up. Like, all I've done with this rental car is inspired me to get up and go. I got car wash equipment. I can wash cars, make extra money. You know, so I'm all right. I'm all right, you know. And I'm working on, I started me a publishing company. I'm getting ready to get myself copywritten. And I'm working with some good people. Because of Jay King. That is good.
Slow down, not
that's
a
excellent.
Book. Slow down.
That's excellent.
Slow down. Let somebody else.
Now let us piggyback on it, Fred. Fred, thank you, Fred. I wish you would listen to people trying to help you too.
Motherfucker, wow. I'm in the same boat as you. I need a goddamn Escalade. I need $23,000. I can't save fucking lunch money, bitch. Shut up.
Man, Fred, you're just making yourself look stupid, Fred.
You're making yourself look like a little.
Well, that's what it's all about. If I can make myself look stupid and get paid, motherfucker, you dumb fuck.
Hey, Fred, what do you need the money for?
I don't even entertain vampires no more.
Wow, vampires. Okay.
Don't vampires have at least two fangs?
But vampires, they're afraid of the cross. So I'm putting the cross on you in silence.
Be nice, Dre. Be nice.
What are you doing with garlic?
It don't bother me, y'all. Kings in the morning that made me tough.
This is exactly why you'll never get paid for this.
Hey, Mary. Why are you bullshitting, Mary? Mary. People that like to put people down and talk about them, God just excels them when he stops entertaining them. And you will see my excellation, and I will be getting paid. So thank you very much, Mary, for your vampire ways.
How much I get fucking talked about? I get talked about like a motherfucker daily.
Don't you worry about
what you get talked about.
Hey, I'm happy. Let me tell you something, Kings in the Morning. One thing I learned about all of y'all. I know now that y'all love me, whether you say it or not. Because if you didn't, my name wouldn't be in your heart.
I love Mary and Mary.
To even Harry. Mary, it's okay. Yes, sir.
Yeah, Roderick. Mary, you know, I just ordered some Alaskan king crab for Mary, but she told me she got her own last night.
I'm getting Mary lobster. So whatever the fuck you talk about, I'm getting it for Mary. Because you're full of shit, John.
Text me your address, Roderick, and I'm not sending you to Roderick.
John, thank you, John, but I'm not interested in shellfish. It'll kill me, okay?
Okay, all right. I don't want to
send them extra.
Mary going to make you a tongue heart.
Hey, Mary.
I'm going to cancel the order.
Mary, your witchcraft don't work on me no more.
There you go.
What, your tongue ain't getting hard no more?
Whatever.
That was fun. Witchcraft.
That was
fun.
Hey, see, I'm going to tell you something. There's some people on there is intelligent. Ali is intelligent. All y'all is intelligent. But we don't listen to each other.
I'm brilliant.
Jay.
Roderick, why do you think that it's your job on here to come here and tell us what we are and what we aren't? We don't care about your fucking opinion.
You have the devil in your blood, ma'am, and you don't know how to receive uplifting, inspiring words. Like you have a demon inside of you that's angry. You have an angry demon. And I'm doing the Jay King, stick and move. Witch. I'm out.
Robert used to say you have the devil in your butt.
She has it in her bloodline. At least in her butt,
Damn.
She can shit it out. She can shit it out of her butt,
wow.
But it's in her bloodline.
Wow.
Damn.
Yeah, he lied.
Kings in the morning.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Roger came back with some jokes.
Hey, that's because, Ali, I listen to your intelligence now. Because I'm learning how to listen. You're very intelligent, Ali. All you guys are. Mary is like a crying baby.
Right now, hey, Mary, he sounds like he's a campaign with Kamala Harris right now. Kamala Harris.
Damn.
Hey, I love Kings in the Morning. I don't know about y'all. I do. I love the Kings and the Queens in the Morning.
Warning, bullshitter alert, warning, bullshitter alert, warning, bullshitter alert.
Hey, that was Jay King, y'all. That was not me. I just want you to know.
That wasn't me. That was the show.
It's past 9:30, man. Why are you still here, man?
I'm waiting on them to come get me.
Why are you over here trying to trick me and trying to set me up to run the show so that you can try to mute me and sit up? What's going on, Jay? Why you fuck with me like this, Jay, in this time in life? What did I do to you? You mad because I got you kicked off of Instagram? I apologize.
Damn.
Hey, Rod, have you had a chance to speak to Dr. Odelia yet about you guys doing a show? I guess not.
Well, you out there, Roderick?
Yes,
I guess he's
in. I'm going to be in a meeting with this damn.
He's clean.
Yeah.
You're
going to
be a
mute.
He's still there. I don't know. He must have got himself on mute.
No, the police came and called
right
his phone today.
They found him.
Rental car.
And he said they've been paying. They tired of him paying. They want their car back.
Right.
They said this car was sent back 2 weeks ago.
Damn.
No, I'm getting points, baby. I'm getting points. But look,
you're getting pulled.
So I move by faith, Ali, and God is just teaching me how to have confidence that I can pay a $500 payment and get me a Benz. You know? I can have
a Benz.
A Benz for $500?
No, $500 a month. $500 a month car payment.
What do you get $500 a month for car payment for a Benz? That's not possible.
You are so pessimistic. Whoever just voice spoke, I'm thinking it was Mary.
I think that was chocolate. That was chocolate.
That was chocolate Pete.
But
that was Pete. Oh, yeah.
That's who I was talking about. No, I wasn't talking about Mary. I was talking about that one that just said something. Your bloodline is full of demonic energy. So
my bloodline is full of truth and justice.
Stop spreading demonic rumors around. Stop spreading demonic rumors.
Oh my goodness.
Wow.
That's enough for that. Yeah.
No, thank you. We don't need that today.
That's right, Roger.
No, it's not right. Not at all.
Well, in any case, Roderick, we're all proud of you, buddy. We're glad you're doing good.
And you forgot that question that John asked you, did you hook up with Delia to create a show together?
Right. Hey, what happened to that lady, Jay? You said I was supposed to meet because as soon as you're going to introduce me, the show got disconnected.
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, you're very well.
You're not listening.
Hey, instead of focus on what people don't do well, Potter, focus on what they do very well.
That wasn't Potter that said that. That was me.
So, Roderick,
here was the question. Did you speak to Dr. Odelia about hooking up with her and doing a radio show? That was the question. So you obviously don't have
caller. Jay, call Dr. Princess Odelia.
But look, the show got disconnected when I was supposed to meet her.
Calling. Oh, doctor.
Okay, so the answer is no. You have not spoken to her yet.
Obviously not, John, because he ain't gonna answer that shit.
Oh boy, God, there you go, the right there. Yeah, he's on the sidewalk.
Coming for the rental car.
Hey, John Beck, I got a question for you, John.
Up proud here on King of the Morning. Up proud.
John Beckman, I got a question for you.
Go ahead, Roderick. I'm listening.
I'm just curious. You've been talking to E-40 because you use his name a lot. I mean, I'm just curious. I don't even really know my cousin. I know his sister very well, but I met him once. But you always talk about
E-40? Cousin?
I've never spoken to him in my life.
Yo, Roger,
I just like his song.
What's up? Yeah.
And it's not E-40. It's E-Mac.
Yeah, thank you. Okay,
people.
You're crazy. Because he's been saying E-40. Jay, if you're listening, when I said I wanted to do a roast of you, E-40, and Bobby Brown, that's my love for y'all. A roast is not to put nobody down. You know, it's just to put you on the center of the stage. You're really paying homage to you, you know. A roast is not about putting nobody down. So I didn't mean to include you in a roast, Jay, to put you down. You are a very big inspiration.
Hey, Roderick, have you never watched
it? Hey, Roderick,
roast?
I have a question to ask you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Look, one at a time. Y'all love Roderick so much, he came in. All y'all just jumping on him like little trinkets.
Thank you, Roderick.
Damn.
To answer your question, Beckman, I just saw Tom Brady roast. That was a crazy – that. Oh, boy. They got him, but he took it like a, you know. That shit, I even have you in my roast, Ali.
Well, that's what a roast is.
Hey, Ali.
Well, you need to calm down. Calm down, sir. Hey, sir, calm down. We're going to go into the 3 hour of power. You're going to have to call back. So you guys call back.
Okay.
We're going to end this show right here.
You talk more shit than me, though, Ali. I never said
yeah,
that.